Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been examining the life of Daniel and taking a look at the character qualities that this fascinating Bible character displayed in his lifetime. Daniel was taken as a captive to Babylon from Judah as a very young man, estimated to be in his teenage years. And he was taken aside to be trained in the language of Babylon, in the literature and sciences of that nation, and to be prepared to be a counselor to the king, because it was identified that he and several other of his companions were among the brightest of the young men of Israel. Throughout Daniel's time in Babylon, and he was in Babylon the entire 70 years that the Jews were in captivity, Daniel demonstrated a spirit of excellence. This excellent spirit that Daniel possessed was none other than that Spirit of God on his life. And he did not compromise despite great pressure to do so. There were specific things about Daniel that we can observe that are character qualities that we should desire in our own lives as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. This week we've talked about several of these character qualities, that Daniel would not defile himself, that Daniel always relied on God for wisdom and not on his own intellectual abilities, though they were considerable, that Daniel always worshiped God no matter what the cost. And today I want to take a look at the fact that Daniel had absolutely no fear of man in his life, and because of that, he stood up for his convictions despite the threat of death for doing so. In Proverbs 29:25, the scripture tells us, "The fear of man brings a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord will be exalted." This scripture is beautifully illustrated in the life of Daniel. Daniel had no fear of man. He was a captive in a foreign country, though privileged to be in the court of the king. It was important for him to be supportive of this king that he was serving. And yet Daniel displayed a tremendous ability to walk in his integrity and not in the fear of man. The fear of man will cause people to compromise their belief system. It'll cause people to lie. It'll cause people to flatter others. It'll cause people to withhold the truth when they should be telling the truth. We observe this in Peter's life when the fear of man caused him to deny our Lord three times. He feared what man could do to him. He feared he would be imprisoned or perhaps put to death for his association with Jesus. So when he was confronted, wasn't he one of those disciples, one of the followers of Jesus after Jesus was arrested? The fear of man overtook Peter, and Peter denied that he even knew the Lord. The fear of man will cause people to compromise in their integrity. But Daniel never demonstrated the fear of man in his entire career serving the kings of Babylon. This fear of man brings a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord will be exalted. Most people give in to the fear of man because they're afraid that they will have some negative consequence happen to them. And yet the scripture says the truth is that by giving in to the fear of man, you'll end up in a snare. And so it has been historically proven. But Daniel proved out the second part of this verse. He who trusts in the Lord will be exalted. We see Daniel being confronted numerous times with the opportunity to give in to the fear of man. When he first arrived in Babylon, the chief of the guards who was in charge of the young men who were brought into the court of the king to be trained as potential advisors to the king in later years, was giving to all the young men their food and drink, which was the wine that the king drank. But Daniel, not wanting to defile himself, would not partake of these things, and he asked if he could be excused from defiling himself. By doing that, Daniel demonstrated he had no fear of man. He understood that even by asking such a question, he could be setting himself up for trouble. But he had no fear of man. He had more fear of God in his life than fear of man. And that's what God wants to see in each of his children. A second opportunity arose when Daniel was brought in by King Belshazzar, which was the son of King Nebuchadnezzar. So this was the second king that Daniel served under while he was in Babylon. And Daniel had an opportunity to give in to the fear of man and not reveal to King Belshazzar the truth of what he saw. Suddenly, the king was confronted while he was having a wild party with all of his leaders of his nation, their wives and his concubines. They're all drinking and becoming drunk and drinking from the vessels that had been taken from the house of God in Jerusalem. And suddenly a supernatural sight occurred. A hand was seen writing on the wall four words. This caused great fear to come over the group of people who were there. The king's knees even knocked, the scripture tells us. Daniel was brought in before the king in Daniel 5, verse 13. The king spoke and said to Daniel, "Are you that Daniel who is one of the exiles from Judah, whom my father the king brought from Judah? Now I've heard about you that a spirit of the gods is in you, and that illumination, insight, and extraordinary wisdom have been found in you. Just now the wise men and the conjurers were brought in before me that they might read this inscription and make its interpretation known to me, but they could not declare the interpretation of the message. But I personally have heard about you that you are able to give interpretations and to solve difficult problems. Now, if you're able to read the inscription and make its interpretation known to me, you'll be clothed with purple and wear a necklace of gold around your neck, and you'll have authority as the third ruler in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Keep your gifts for yourself, or give your rewards to someone else. However, I will read the inscription to the king and make the interpretation known to him. O king, the Most High God granted sovereignty, grandeur, glory, and majesty to Nebuchadnezzar, your father. And because of the grandeur which he bestowed on him, all the peoples, nations, and men of every language feared and trembled before him. Whomever he wished, he killed, and whomever he wished, he spared alive, and whomever he wished, he elevated, and whomever he wished, he humbled. But when his heart was lifted up and his spirit became so proud that he behaved arrogantly, he was deposed from his royal throne and his glory was taken away from him. He was also driven away from mankind, and his heart was made like that of beasts, and his dwelling place was with the wild donkeys. He was given grass to eat like cattle, and his body was drenched with the dew of heaven, until he recognized that the Most High God is ruler over the realm of mankind, and that he sets over it whomever he wishes. Yet you, his son, Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, even though you knew all of this. But you've exalted yourself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before you, and you and your nobles and your wives and your concubines have been drinking wine from them. And you praise the gods of silver and gold and bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which do not see, hear, or understand, but the God in whose hand are your life breath, and your ways you have not glorified." Then the hand was sent from him, and this inscription was written out. Now, Daniel exhibited absolutely no fear of man when he gave this word to the king. He knew that if he enraged the king, his head would be taken from him. He'd be executed. And yet, he had no fear of man whatsoever. so much so that he boldly pointed out to the king that though he knew about what happened to his father, that Belshazzar had not humbled his heart, he exalted himself against the Lord, and was being arrogant. That was a very bold thing to say to the king who could take off your head. But Daniel had no fear of man. He was bold and stood by his belief in the Lord and his confidence that God would take care of him if he walked in his integrity. The fear of man brings a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord will be exalted. In Daniel's case, that's exactly what happened. He went on to tell the king what the words meant that had been written by this hand in midair. And when he finished, it says in verse 29, "Then Belshazzar gave orders, and they clothed Daniel with purple, put a necklace of gold around his neck, and issued a proclamation concerning him that he now had authority as third ruler in the kingdom. He who trusts in the Lord will be exalted." Don't let the fear of man cause you to compromise, cause you to lie, cause you to withhold the truth, cause you to do anything that would violate your conscience before the Lord. The fear of man will bring you into a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord will be exalted. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying the life of Daniel. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. There's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.